Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where I truly believe we are on a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Monday with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose, so that you may fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. Faithfully, I might add, each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise, our all-stars that grace us in the boardroom, and our Shape Up series, which has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now, work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and empowering. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous installments are in the richness that is shared from week to week are always available on www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, archive installments are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. As I stated, each installment of Motivational Mondays is truly insightful. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. Coach Adams and our in-studio guests will share for about 40 minutes into today's broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open up our programming for you, our audience, to chime in the discussion, at which time we will welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and welcome. So we encourage you, our global listening audience, at the appropriate time to chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, I have a question that I want to lay the foundation around today's subject. Are you positioned for attracting the best? Are you in position for attracting the best? Well, today's in-studio guest will give us a lot of insight around this subject of attracting the best. However, before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a brief moment, a quick moment, to invite someone to today's broadcast, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, an email, a fax, a message in the bottle of carrier pigeon. Woo! Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We thank you in advance for supporting with expanding our outreach and for sharing the richness that you are receiving from week to week with those in your circle and your network. I want to encourage you to get your notepad handy, get your pens, your iPads, your tablets, your laptops, your desktops. I know I have my notepad, went old school with it. Notepad and pen is right here, and I'm so excited and ready because on today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we have an all-star returning to join us in studio. Our guest is truly an expert in her field. Cosette M. White, MBA, a transformational speaker and money coach, inspires individuals to live in purpose, embrace passion, and achieve personal greatness through a balance in work and life. I'm going to leave you hanging with more of her accolades because they will come out in today's show, because I want to make sure that Dr. Cosette M. White and I have more than enough time to carry on this rich discussion that we're going to have on today's installment of Motivational Mondays. Join me in giving a virtual round of applause welcome to Dr. Cosette White rejoining us here on Motivational Mondays.
Hello, how are you, Dr. Coach Adams? How are you? How are you tonight?
I am absolutely fabulous. And I thank you for that honorary doctorate there. Thank you so much.
Yes. Well, thank you, for welcoming me back. I'm honored. You know, I really am. I know we had this conversation a little earlier, but I am honored to come back and just have some conversation with your audience. I'm really honored.
Well, we are excited and honored as well, I have to tell you. This subject of attracting the best is truly one that I know has been very intriguing for many. But before we jump in, you know, I always love to ask my in-studio guests, if you had to tell individuals who Dr. Cosette M. White is, who would you say that she is?
Wow, great question, great question. Well, I like to always share with the audience and those who, you know, the accolades are great, but I like to just share with you all that I am definitely a woman of God. I am a mother. I am a daughter. I am a granddaughter. I am all of the above. I have two wonderful children. They are actually young adults, so let's put it like that. They're 26 and 24. And on the business side, what is it that I do? I am a financial and tax analyst. I help individuals gain clarity and focus with their finances. On the business side, I help business owners with tax strategies. I help them with their finances as far as their P&L and increasing the revenue, the bottom line. As it relates to our personal finances, I just help individuals truly get a clear focus as to where their money is going, help them navigate so that they're no longer looking at struggle road all the time, but they have that opportunity to see success avenue or financial road, and they're at a point in their life where they're able to start setting up things so that they're leaving a legacy and they're building wealth for generations to come. So that's a little bit about who I am and what I do. I play in numbers all the time, all day. But that's what I do.
Well, we are so happy that in the heat of tax season that you would step away from playing with the numbers for just a quick moment and share some of the rich insights that you have around today's subject of attracting the best. But, you know, before we do that, I would love for you to share with us, because you are a returning guest, what new and exciting things have occurred since we last heard from you on the show, which was roughly in about December.
Yeah, that seems like it was so long ago, but so much has really happened, in all honesty. Let's see, in January, I received the Lifetime Presidential Achievement Award from our 44th President, Barack Obama, and it was pretty much based on community services and the hours that I've put into or given to the community for the work that I do over the years. So I was very, very honored to receive such an award, you know, from the first African-American president. I was thrown when I actually got the letter, and I was like, is this actually for Cosette? But it was indeed an honor to just receive that and to be able to have that plaque on my wall so that others can see for years to come. So, for that,
I just want to say congratulations and acknowledge you for such an esteemed honor live. Of course, I know we gave the congratulations offline, but it's such an honor and privilege to have you with such that. I mean, wow. It's like, can it get any better than that?
Right. But yeah, it was actually, for those of you, it was just an honor, and I was just really in awe, but I'm happy to say that I was one of the recipients. And they give out about 4,000, or they gave out about 4,000 during his two terms, so I was very honored. So that's one thing. I think I'm also with Forbes Council right now as a coach, and I'm also one of the boss influencers with the Boss Network organization, in which I have the opportunity to write for Forbes magazine as well as Black Enterprise magazine. So if you ever just search my name, Cosette M. White, on Black Enterprise, you'll see some of my articles that I've had the opportunity to write as it relates to finances or taxes or anything as it relates to money. And the same with Forbes magazine, but I kind of keep that more on the leadership side, the articles that I do. So those are just some of the things that have transpired since the last time we've had an opportunity to talk, which was this past December. Besides this tax season that we're going through.
Excellent. And I know that you have a recent book release, Attracting the Best.
Yes.
Which, of course, is tonight's subject on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. Share with our global listening audience, Dr. Cosette, what does attracting the best mean to you, and how did this project come about?
Absolutely. So let me just tell you all what attracting the best means to me. Attracting the best, and I like to share this, the book is Attracting the Best, Wealth, Prosperity, and Abundance into Your Life Now. So it's all about speaking existence about what it is that you truly want to manifest in your life. What is it that you want to happen? For me, there was a time when I started just speaking out loud what it was that I wanted in my life. And I learned that those were called affirmations, but I kept repeating them, and it got to a point where I would start writing them down. And then from there, I decided to start posting them out on social media. And when I started posting them out there on social media, I started getting responses and likes and this is nice, et cetera, et cetera. And so I decided to do an audio. So I did an audio first on wealth, prosperity, and abundance, and attracting the best, and it went over well, so I decided, let me turn this into a book. So the twist, you all, and Coach Adams, from the audio to the book was, the book, I took it a step further. I didn't want to just talk about what was wealth from my definition or Webster's how Webster defines wealth, prosperity, and abundance. I took it from a biblical standpoint, from a spiritual standpoint. What does the Bible say about wealth, prosperity, and abundance? So that's the difference between the audio and the book in itself. It's, in my personal opinion, a lot richer. It could be used as a journal. There's pages in there for you to write down, what's your wealth intention? What's your financial intention? What is it that you're grateful for? And just something that one can pick up and use maybe as a, a devotion or during meditation, whether that's morning, evening, whenever you sit down and have your quiet time and you're getting your mind focused and thinking on about whatever that may be. And in this particular situation, the book is geared around wealth, prosperity, and abundance, attracting that into your life right now, not tomorrow, but right now. So that's what the book is about, and it just started because I was going through some things, and I was constantly repeating what I wanted in my life to change, and it took about 4 years to birth this baby, but it finally came.
And congratulations on a successful birth of your baby. And I
Thank
definitely
you.
Want us to get – you're welcome. And I definitely want to get into some of the principles that you'd like to share just to give us a little snippet around it. But I do want to hear from you before we get into some principles. Why is this or why was this project so important for you to birth?
I think just from – an individual being in the financial arena, it was a project that, first of all, I'm one that if I start something, I'm going to finish it. Even if it takes 4 or 5 years, I'm going to finish it. But the project was one that, it's the first book that I sat down and I started to write, and it just became like a fun hobby for me. And it was just something that I wanted to truly get out to those who follow me, those who are in the community, as a tool for them to pick up and use whenever. It's a tool that you can pick up. It's 30 affirmations, but you can definitely spread those affirmations out over the year, go back and redo them, reread them. So that was the purpose, or that's why I really wanted to birth the book.
Wonderful. And why do you feel affirmations are so key and important in one attracting the best?
Well, if you think about the law of attraction, and if you think about just attracting the best, you know, sometimes, it's really about reprogramming our subconscious mind. So attracting the best, when we think about it, we're constantly feeding our brain negative thoughts, negative things such as, I can't get that car, or I can't, I won't, I'm not good enough. But the book is truly about reprogramming your subconscious mind such that you begin to tell yourself these positive affirmations and that these things will eventually manifest and begin to show up in your life. Now, they're not going to show up in your life when you want them to, but as with anything, God puts things into our life when he wants them to. We can ask for them, we can speak it, but they're going to show up at the right time, not at your time, but at the right time. So that's why the affirmations are important. And for someone who's listening to us, Coach Adams, and maybe you're not sure what an affirmation is, it's affirming. It's speaking to the universe. It's speaking globally. What is it that you want into your life? You're putting it out there. You're speaking it. You're speaking something positive that's coming off of your tongue, and you're stating to the universe, I am affirming that I will have this new car. I am affirming that money will arrive in my mailbox on a daily basis. I am affirming that I am going to get that promotion at the job. You are speaking to the universe. You're stating what it is that you want. And if you just allow time to take its time and for things to harvest, then they will manifest. You know, and as I was saying earlier, we have to watch the words that we allow to come off our tongue, because as we know, the tongue is our worst enemy. It's the worst enemy. So we have to watch what we allow to be released from our mouth, from our tongue.
Absolutely, the most powerful muscle in our body, and yet we don't realize the significance of its power in the words that we speak and all of that. And, you know, when I think about attraction, I think about a magnet. So good or not so good, you know, when we speak words and what have you, negative or positive, it's like a magnet. They're drawn to that which we put in the atmosphere. So I love that you've been so clear in sharing that, you know, it's really about those words that we speak, the power in that, and connecting that back to the Word of God. You know, share with us some of the principles in your book, just to give us a little snapshot. And then, of course, we will let our global listening audience know how they can acquire the book. But give them a little taste, kind of give them a little teaser, appetizer.
Absolutely. Let me just share or tease them a little bit with the days. And as I said, these are affirmations that I actually came up with. And let's see here, day 5. Because you have positioned me to attract the right type of people into my life, unexpected money simply falls into my lap. Now, someone may look at that and think, oh, money's fallen into my lap. But I am affirming this. And like I said to you all, when I wrote these affirmations, I was going through something personal in my life, you know, a couple of different things. So that's why these affirmations became centered around the wealth, the prosperity, and abundance. Because you taught me to be loving, caring, and giving, I picture abundance for myself and others. So I want you all to think, you know, when I think about wealth, you know, someone has asked me, what does wealth mean? I'm going to say, to me, wealth is going to, I'm going to define wealth totally different than you will, because we're going through different things in our lives. Now, someone that's in their 20s may provide us with a description of wealth for things that are more tangible, you know, monetary type, material type things. Someone that's a little bit more mature may think wealth is something totally different. When I personally think about wealth, I think about how is it that I want to retire. I want to make sure that when I retire, I'm living the same lifestyle that I am living at this current moment. So I'm setting myself up for that particular type of lifestyle, you know, as I acquire and build my wealth and leave my legacy for the next generation, my children, my grandchildren, so on and so forth. When I think about prosperity, when I think about abundance, you know, those are all things that are defined or outlined or I'm going to just use the word describe in the book in different chapters. So, you know, if one's thinking about, well, where can I pick this up or should I even pick it up? I'm going to say absolutely, Coach Adams. Like I said a few moments ago, I look at it as a book that one can use as a devotional tool, journal, meditation, and so on and so forth.
Well, you know, as I was sitting here processing around the richness that you were sharing, Dr. Cosette White, I was really pausing because I love that you said you have a different affirmation and that it came out of truly you, encouraging Dr. Cosette White, giving you what you needed. So it was out of a need that, in turn, your book was birthed that now is in the marketplace, this baby, because I know you said it took you 4 years to birth it, this baby can now leave a legacy for others.
Absolutely. Yes, that is so true. That is so true. And speaking of that, the legacy, and not to go backwards, but, and we didn't share this, I didn't share this, for those of you who haven't followed me or you don't know, it is an Amazon bestseller. And when the book launched the first day, the first week, I became an Amazon bestseller. So when we talk about legacy, it's definitely a great tool. I mean, the sales are speaking for themselves.
That is such a wonderful, beautiful thing, and I'm so grateful that you shared that. And speaking of, you know, Amazon and how individuals can get the book and get in touch with Dr. Cosette White and all of the services that you have to offer, please let them know. How can they make that connection with you?
Yes. First of all, the book, Attracting the Best, you all, the book is available on Amazon.com. All you need to do is, of course, go to Amazon.com, type in the word or the title, the book title, Attracting the Best, and my name, Dr. Cosette M. White, and it'll pop up and it's available. There's also a website, and it's Attracting the Best. You can also get the book there. I will say this, if you get it on Amazon.com, it won't be autographed, but if you go to the actual website, Attracting the Best, then, of course, I'll send out an autographed copy of the book, Attracting the Best, along with some other goodies for you. So that's where you can find the book. As far as where can you find additional information about the services that I offer, that is on the website, which is www.myfinancialhome.com. And that way you can find a little bit more about Cosette, who I am, what I do, as well as the services that I offer to the community, the business owners, and, you know, the consumer. And there's tons of them.
Absolutely, because of the different services that you have to offer. And I know that, speaking of which, you have a major event coming up the first weekend in May. Share with us a little bit about the vision for your event in May and how our global listening audience, if they're interested in attending, how they can participate in your event.
Absolutely, yes. I'm not sure, and I know that this is global, so let me just say we have seven stops where we are hitting this, starting at the end of the month. The first one will be in Mobile, Alabama, and we're in Alabama April 29th and 30th. For those of you that are here in Los Angeles area where I'm located, that event is May 6th and 7th. Then we'll be headed to Alexandria, Virginia, June 3rd and 4th. Then we'll be in Phoenix, Arizona, the 24th and 25th of June. We're going to take some time off for the summer, and then we're going to pick back up in Houston, Texas, August 26th and 27th. Then we're headed to New Orleans in September, the 23rd and 24th. And then we will wrap things up in Albuquerque, New Mexico, and that is in November, and the dates are the 11th and the 12th. The conference, the two-day event, an intensive mastermind, it's called Up Level Intensive Weekend, and you can go to the website to get all the details, www.uplevelintensiveweekend.com. Now, you're probably wondering, well, what is this all about? Well, we will be providing proven strategies to help you propel in your business, to help you increase your profits, your bottom line. We'll have master facilitators that will be training on marketing and sales, and then I'll have another master facilitator who will be training on building your brand and getting the exposure and the leverage that you need to with your brand. We'll be having some hot seats. We'll have panel experts and whatnot at each of the different locations that we'll be at. But it is definitely geared towards the business owner who is maybe brand new, knows nothing, or that seasoned business owner that maybe they're experiencing a flat, their flat line. Or maybe they have some fluctuations in their business, or maybe they're steady. You know, they break even, or they make the same amount for the past 10 years, and they're looking to up-level their business. That's who we're catering. That's our market. So if that's you, I highly encourage you, check us out, Up-Level Intensive Weekend, and hopefully I'll have an opportunity to meet some of you that are listening in one of the cities that I'll be in.
Now, I want to ask you, obviously, I would anticipate that on the website you would have all of the dates and cities that were just mentioned in case someone missed it.
Yes, all of them, everything is there. It's a pretty detailed website. It has the dates. It has the registration, the hotel information, should you choose to, you know, stay in the hotel, a little bit about the two facilitators as well as myself, and even information for someone who may would like to become a sponsor, or maybe you would like to be a vendor. We do have about 5 spaces at each location, so if there's someone out there, maybe you sell goods and services, maybe this may be an opportunity for you.
Excellent. And, you know, I always love to ask Dr. Cosette White, and you've been on the show before, so you know this. I always love to ask my in-studio guests, what has been the greatest life lesson that you have learned to date? You know, obviously, Dr. Cosette M. White is one who empowers others, inspires others, is a transformational speaker and coach and trainer and all of that, the money coach, you know, great wisdom in sitting and resting with you. What would you say has been the greatest life lesson that you have learned to date?
To date, and it was a hard lesson learned, and some of you may have gone down this path before, but as much as I empower others and I educate others, I will say at one point in my life, I failed to thoroughly read a contract, which caused me thousands and thousands of dollars, and I still feel that pain today. So my biggest life lesson learned was to make sure that we read contracts thoroughly and make sure that we read the fine print. You know, as business owners, as consumers, you know, a lot of times we're in a rush, or they put paperwork in front of us and say, sign here, sign here, sign here, and we just go with the flow and think, wait, what am I signing? What am I signing? Wait, let's put the brakes on. So don't allow anyone to just put paperwork in front of you and you sign it. And I say that also from the standpoint of the work that I do, the line of work that I do. As a professional tax preparer, I don't like just putting the paperwork in front of my client's face and say, here, sign this. I like to educate my clients on what's going on with their tax return, why they owe the IRS, or why they're getting back so much, or how can they improve next year to get a bigger refund and to owe less. So my takeaway is read. Read the fine print. Understand what it is that you're signing on. And you may have heard this before, but that's my life lesson. My biggest life lesson, when I say I've lost thousands and thousands, it was probably to the tune of close to $100,000 because I signed something and didn't read the fine print.
And you know what I love about your transparency with sharing that, Dr. Cosette White, is that, you know, so often individuals will sign something, they, you know, feel like I don't know the legalese and I don't want to take the time to read it and find themselves, you know, in a situation because they have signed something that they didn't quite understand. And it's so funny that you're sharing this because I had a situation and, you know, I was pressed to sign something, but I said, I can't sign it until I fully understand it. You know, mm-hmm. I have to seek counsel on this. I want to make sure I'm clear on this, you know, intimate details of what I'm saying yes to. And there is such great wisdom in that, and, you know, obviously the standard phrase, reading is fundamental.
Definitely is. Reading is fundamental. And readers are leaders.
Absolutely. So we have to take the time to read, and especially as we're talking, you and I, you know, empowering visionaries and business owners and entrepreneurs and leaders that you have to know what you are saying yes to. So that is such great wisdom and insight. You know, I want to take this time to transition and give our listening audience an opportunity if someone has a question or a comment around today's subject. And so I'm going to open the phone lines up at this time. We want you to know that this is the time in our programming when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. And again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Dr. Cosette, what would you say around your book, Attracting the Best? And I know you have 3 various pillars, if I'm correct. Would you give us a little nugget around each of those areas of focus associated with your book?
Absolutely. Let's talk about wealth first.
Okay.
3 nuggets that I want you all to just to walk away with. I said this earlier, but when I think about wealth, I want you all to just know that your definition of it is going to be different from mine. But I want you to just take a moment to reflect and meditate. You know, what does wealth mean to you? You know, just, and I know you guys are, if you're listening, just write this down really quick. What does it mean to you? What are your feelings about it? And that's what I would say as it relates to this book, you know, as it relates to wealth. When we talk about prosperity, we take the root word prosper, and in order to prosper, you have to do something. So if you want to attract the best, if you want to attract different things into your life, then you have to take action. You have to do something about it. You have to change, reprogram those negative conversations that you have with yourself when you're on the highway driving or when you're in the shower or whatever the case may be. Abundance is around us daily. It's a matter of us just going and taking it, really. So those would be the 3 nuggets that I will choose to leave tonight.
And I so appreciate that, and I appreciate that because it is so important for us to make a specific connection with each of those areas. You know, I remember many years ago when I first, you know, began to get a deeper understanding of money, I remember Susie Orman, and many know the name, and she often would say, you have to know your relationship with money. And I love that you convert that to wealth. You know, what are you feeling about wealth? Because people say, oh, I want to be wealthy. But if you're afraid of wealth, that's a negative feeling.
Right.
That you, and but, as we're talking about attraction, go right ahead.
You know, wealth, when we think about it, when we think about wealth and we think about our environment has a huge impact on how we feel about a lot of different things. And when we talk about money and maybe if someone is fearful of money or they're afraid of money or afraid of wealth, it's really based on things that occurred in their life. Maybe as a child they were exposed to the family overspending, or maybe they came from a family that the family didn't have much, and maybe they struggled from paycheck to paycheck, or maybe they were a family that was on public assistance, and so, you know, they have limited beliefs is where I'm going with that, limited beliefs. So wealth to one may mean millions and millions, and wealth to another may be just the fact, the simple life. I have a roof over my head, I have food, I have clothes, I have the basic necessities. I don't need the extras, and that could be wealth to one. So, you know, when I say it's defined differently, it truly is, but it's all based on experiences that we've had in life.
And that is so true, because our experiences really shape our perception and our view. And so that is so key. And I remember you saying earlier on in our conversation, you know, this whole process of words, the affirmations, and, you know, I was reminded that we receive one positive word. It's been stated that we receive one positive word to 25 negative words. So all of us, as I often say, have a lot of stinking thinking, and I am all about affirmations, positive affirmations, you know, the word being that focal point of deposit, because whatever has been deposited, negative or positively, that is what we as the magnet now begin to attract.
Exactly, exactly. I agree 150% on that.
Wonderful. And so this, I love that you gave us, you know, this process of prosperity. We have to, it's about execution. Prosperity is really about, if I heard you correctly, it's really about execution.
Yeah, it is. That's right. I said going out and getting it, attracting what you want. Go out and get it. You can't expect for it to come to you.
You have to go out and do something. You have to go out to convert it, to manifest it. So one, I have to be clear on what are my feelings around wealth, and then I have to understand that in order for me to prosper, I must do something. I have to put one foot in front of the other. I have to make a phone call. I have to do some writing. I have to do something. It's an action word.
Right. Exactly. You said it right there.
And I'm just summarizing what I, you know, what I've taken away and heard what you shared. And then this piece around abundance is all about taking it. That the abundance is there, but I have to take it. It's not going to just be given to me. Share with us a little bit more around what, because I want to make sure I'm hearing you correctly. I want to make sure our global listening audience is connecting with this correctly. When you say take it, what exactly does Dr. Cosette White mean about that?
When I say take it, I mean just. No, I don't mean go rob a bank. Just in the existence, in the being. And what I mean by that is, if I could just put it this way, anything in life that's worth having, you have to work for it. So go after it is what I mean. Go after it. Don't expect that it's going to just arbitrarily come to you. It's not going to just, you know, magically appear in your lap. Go out there and attract it. Make it happen. Manifest. You know, plant the seeds, water them, nurture them, and then they will harvest. It's the same concept.
I love that. Yeah, I love that. And, you know, a part of my coaching skills training, we dealt with the law of attraction. So this topic, of course, for me is one that I really connect to. And I remember as it related to, you know, being a coach and this law of attraction, they talk about, you know, obviously the magnet. That's my term, but in being this magnet, if you are being who you desire to be, people are drawn to you. You now become attractive. So as it relates to our wealth, our prosperity, our abundance, and attracting the very best, if we begin to live out what we desire and we're just being that, things will be drawn to us. In alignment, I believe, in how we're living. It may not happen overnight, it's a process, but if you start to be who you desire to be and what you desire and want, and you're clear on that, I believe that it'll be drawn to you because you are the magnet that will attract that negative or positive. You know how they say the term birds of a feather? Finish it for me, Dr. Cosette.
Flock together.
That's attraction, right? Yeah.
Yes. That, I mean, what you just said is so head on, and I want to say this to the listeners, because I said this to Coach Adams earlier on, you know, when we talk about attracting the best, it's not just so much, you know, about the wealth, the prosperity and abundance, the monetary thing, so to speak. And I just want to share this with you guys, attracting the best. She just said it. It's like you're a magnet, you know, and you're attracting into your life what you're exemplifying, what you're exuding, you know. And I say this because attracting the best, I will say I wasn't looking for someone to date or anything, but in the back of my mind, yes, I wanted a partner, a lifelong partner. And I just remember when we say attracting the best, I kid you all not, the best man, just like I attracted him. It was like a magnet and best friends. So it's not just about the money, the tangible things. Attracting the best, whatever it is that you want to positively impact your life, be that magnet. I am a money magnet. You know, whatever that magnet looks like to you, whatever it is that you are trying to bring into your life, the law of attracting, attract the best.
Wonderful. You know, and I want to remind our global listening audience, and I want to thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You with our Dynamo All-Star in-studio guest, Dr. Cosette White, as we're talking about attracting the best. I want you to be reminded that our programming is open, so know that we invite you to share in the discussion. You can ask a question, make a comment around today's subject and what you're hearing. We would love to know, are you getting a benefit from what is and has been shared? Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, if you are sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, if you're at your electronic device, you do need to dial in. You can't just press 1 on your keypad. It won't work. Sorry. And that will add yourself to the host queue. Dr. Cosette White, what would you say is on the horizon in the very near future for you? Anything that you can share that we can anticipate and expect as you're continuing to be an all-star magnet in the marketplace?
Let's see. I will just say the tour that I have, because it's the duration of 2017, I am still on the promoting the book, Attracting the Best. I am, I put it like this, just watch. We will probably be at several Barnes and Nobles in the upcoming months. But if you follow me on social media, we'll be posting those things. But we are anticipating making sure that we're at Barnes and Nobles in at least 6 of the states that we are visiting this year, and there'll probably be a few more. So that, along with the tour, is going to keep me busy for the duration of the year. I will say this, just continue to follow me. I have already started on the second book, and it will strictly be geared towards personal finances. So that is really, I started on it before I finished this, but that's what I'm working on. I don't know where all this energy comes from, but I guess I just attract it.
I love it. And you know what? For someone listening in, and I want to, you know, step back for a moment, because I know that some of the listeners that I'm aware of that listen in, that are regular listeners to the broadcast, that, you know, they are visionaries who are fighting to birth their vision at different levels. And, you know, I would love to hear, because we're hearing such a season of celebration, you know, the honoring of our last president, the appointment of that, the book release and the tour and all of that. Has this been an easy journey for Dr. Cosette White?
I'm going to say it has not been an easy journey for any of you that are out there. You know, it takes time. And it, as I said a few seconds ago, you have to lay a solid foundation, first of all, and you have to water it and nurture it. And really, you all, if you're listening to me, make sure that you truly, truly collaborate. You position yourself such that you're collaborating, you're connecting with the right individuals, and you're networking. I don't want you all to just go out there and network and feel like you have to be in this race and collect cards. When you are out there networking and collaborating, you need to pick maybe two, three at the most key individuals that you want to talk to for the day, the night, and get their business information and, you know, exchange positive information, their number, so on and so forth. Don't try to make it such that it's a marathon and you talk to everyone. But I kid you not, those few connections that you develop, and you have to develop them, and you have to really develop them, can grow into something that you never, ever imagined. And I think with me, that's truly what happened. I had a few mentors and connected me with one individual, you all, one individual, and from there things began to just start happening, and a spiral effect, and things just started happening positively. But I want you to know, I did put in the work. I did put in the work, and I was I'm consistent. That is so key. You must be consistent in everything that you do if you want to reap rewards. You know, don't do it for 6 months and then stop. You know, when I was a sales director with Mary Kay Cosmetics years back, I remember them telling me, keep the momentum going, and at the end of the 90 days, you will begin to start seeing the results. And whenever I followed that policy or that theory, things always worked. If I stayed, you know, hitting the pavement for 90 days straight, I didn't like it. But at that 120th day, I started seeing myself change. I started seeing a lot of things change. I won a diamond ring. I won the car. But I stayed in it. So that's what I want you guys to do. Stay in it for the long run. Be consistent and make sure that you have quality connections, you're collaborating, and you're networking with like-minded individuals, individuals that are far ahead of you, steps ahead of you, and you're like, I want to be like that person when I grow up. And you can be like that person when you grow up, but just stay in the game. That's what I'd say.
Wow, that was really rich. That was so rich because, you know, many years ago, and it really got me to the place of redefining my coaching practice and, you know, solidifying my brand at a different level. Many years ago, I came to the realization that, as my mentor would say, I was, quote, unquote, tinkering, that I was consistently inconsistent with Coach Adams for many years. You know, I was chipping, you know, 6 months hard and heavy, bam, and I'm, you know, and then I'm kind of, you know, on this little, and I could justify it, you know, life, this, that, the other, but I realized, and when I came to that realization, so I really appreciate you sharing that, it was such an aha awakening moment for me that you can't be consistently inconsistent, but you have to just be consistent. And as I share with individuals, as I'm sure you do, in my coaching practice, I let them know it's not about, you know, finishing the race swift and strong, but will you endure when the hardships come, when the challenges come? Will you still continue to fight, to kick, to do what you need to do for that vision and stay consistent with it? So that is such a rich impartation. Couldn't have kind of closed out, per se, on a better nugget, that it's important in order for us to manifest our dreams and for them to become a reality that we have to be consistent. Any final thoughts that, because that one was good. I don't know, but I want to give you an opportunity.
And the other thing is just don't be selfish in your work and continue to give. And sometimes when I say give, sometimes we have to give. We have to give with our heart, and we have to give things away that, oh, we may feel like, oh, I'm not making money, but I'm giving to the next person. Believe me, when you give, it comes back to you. So just always keep an open heart, an open mind. Now, don't get me wrong. You are in business to make money. Don't get me wrong. That's what I teach. But some things we just have to we have to give, and it'll come back to us. You know, I've always been one that, you know, I do a lot of community service things and just give. But things come back to me. That's part of the attracting the best, probably. You know, it manifests in my life and it comes back. So just keep that in mind as you're growing your business, and just know, as business owners, you're going to have failures, but just know, we've all, as business owners, you wouldn't grow if you didn't fail. You're not going to grow, move to the next level if you don't encounter any failure, any bumps and bruises. I've encountered many of them. The bruises go away. I wipe my knees off, and I get up and go and start the next thing. So just keep that in mind.
You know, as you share that, Dr. Cosette White, it reminded me of I have this piece on my website at coachadams.com, The Power of Words. And I open with stating, you know, I used to hear sticks and stones may break my bones, but names, words, will never hurt me. And I love that indirectly, we didn't even talk about this, but yet you gave such a parallel illustration that, you know, we may fall down, we got to put a little salve on our knee, get back up, but like how we opened the show, what a great full circle, that it's really an affirmation that's going to keep you and sustain you based on those words that have been spoken. And this consistency that we're talking about, it's just holding firm to the course, continuing, right, being steadfast to the course. So what a great way to close out today's Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Can't thank Dr. Cosette and White enough for being on today's broadcast. We will make sure that in the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum that Dr. Cosette White's information is there. We want to continue this dialogue. Maybe you had a question, you were a little timid and shy about interacting live on the air. We do understand that, but know that this is a forum that you can participate in. It's a safe space to be able to do that. It is an open forum. So the Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. Again, we appreciate you tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. On our next week's installment, it's time to shape up and win. We will continue in our Shape Up series. And, of course, you know, those that are regular listeners, and if you're listening in for the first time, I want you to know that I want to stay connected with you. How do we do that? You would simply visit my website if you're not already a part of the Coach Adams Network. At coachadams.com, coachadams.com. Want you to be reminded, and or I want you to know that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. A part of that is that we come together every Monday right here on Inspired Media for You on Motivational Mondays so that we can receive our weekly dose of motivation and inspiration to jumpstart our week. Twice a year, we host a four-hour empowerment workshop, our WIN Shop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. And the next calendar date is July 29th in Culver City, California, right here in the LA area. And we want you to participate and know that tickets, pre-registration, early bird registration is open and available for you. 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment. You will receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Again, early bird tickets are currently available at a reduced rate at ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. Sponsorship opportunities are available. don't want to miss our next installment. Stay tuned right here every Monday, Inspire Media for you. This is Coach Adams and Dr. Cosette M. White signing off for now. I coach and you win. We thank you so much for tuning in.